Welcome to the South Dublin architectural eye walk of Tallaght Town. During the affluent years of the Celtic Tiger, Tallaght has been transformed from a village with an outlying shopping mall to an urban centre. Along with the development of buildings, there has been a concerted effort to provide quality public realm to help pedestrians navigate the town in comfort. This walk concentrates on the architecture and planning, spanning from the ancient past to today, touching on some historical facts of local interest. We begin our walk at the terminus of the Lewis Red Line, situated at Tallaght Cross in the new town centre. We will do a loop of the town, old and new, by heading east to the old village and then returning to Tallaght Cross by a different route. The eye walk is divided into 13 chapters. It will be necessary at times to pause the audio file as sections of the walk vary in walking time. The walk is between 4 kilometres and 5 kilometres, depending on your level of interest, such as whether or not you choose to explore St. Maelruin's graveyard or St. Mary's Priory in detail, or follow some of the other subroutes along the way. All are outlined in colour on the eye walk map. It may be necessary to pause this guide in certain locations. We have provided a reminder at the end of each chapter, but it may also be necessary to pause or rewind descriptions of specific buildings. Now proceed to the terminus of the Lewis Line to start our walk. Chapter 1, Green on Your Map. Chapter 1 leads us from Tallaght Town Centre, past the County Hall and its campus, and ends just beyond the low black gates at the rear gate to South Dublin County Council's car park. This is approximately 200 metres. We will start our walk at the terminus to the red Lewis Line. Before commencing, here's some background information about this area. If you arrive by Lewis, you will have noticed, approaching the last stop at Tallaght Town Centre, the tram passed under three office buildings with tinted glass facades. These structures are part of Tallaght Cross West, a recently completed mixed-use development. The concept is one of entry through a gateway or portal into Tallaght Town Centre and to your destination. The buildings were designed to cross the Lewis track and are arranged in a radial pattern on the last corner of the tram's route, heralding a sense of arrival to Tallaght. Once past this new portal, the trams are running on what was the old Blessington Road. This was on the route of the Dublin to Blessington steam tram, which served the area between 1887 and the 31st of December 1932. As well as transporting people, a major function of the tram was goods transport. Building materials, animals, supplies for shops, etc. were carried by the steam tram. Let's embark on the first part of our walk, which will lead us along the route of this old tram line. There is no physical trace of the tracks, but we know it followed the old Blessington Road. On leaving the Lewis stop, looking east, immediately on your left you will see the new digital reception and information building for South Dublin County called The Big Picture, located in the Tallaght Cross East development. It is situated on the left, on a corner leading up to Library Square, which we will visit at the end of our walk. The Big Picture contains interactive exhibits with information about Tallaght and South Dublin County displayed in large plasma screens. It is also used as a venue for launches of events relating to the county. For now, we will walk straight ahead towards the east and Tallaght Village. On the left-hand side, we pass the mixed-use development of Tallaght Cross East, designed by O'Mahony Pike Architects, with large expanses of glass to ground, first-floor retail and commercial units, with a mixture of office, residential and hotel accommodation overhead. At the end of this development, we can catch a glimpse of the new library extension, gently uphill from our route. Again, we will revisit this when we arrive at Library Square towards the end of the walk. To our right is the Square Shopping Centre and its car park. Next on our left, at the end of the overhead Lewis cables, is the new county arts building called Rua Red, South Dublin Arts Centre. Completed in autumn 2008 and officially opened in February 2009. The main facade is clad in silver aluminium panelling with generous glazed walls, including coloured glass in red, orange and grey, and aluminium louvers. At each end, there is a two-story white block. This facility offers two art galleries, a performance space, art workshop, music classrooms, dance rehearsal studio, multimedia studios and art studios for professional artists. It is open to the public from Tuesday until Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and open for private functions and launches on Mondays. South Dublin County Council's Architects Department designed and managed this project. Next is the Civic Theatre, predominantly white with blue cladding and brick to east elevation. The theatre is celebrating its 10th anniversary in 2009, was also designed by South Dublin County Council's Architects Department and winner of the Opus Award for Architecture when it was completed. The theatre accommodates two performance spaces and the revamped Interval Bistro, which opened its doors in late spring 2008. The Civic Theatre and the gallery block of the Arts Centre form a gateway into Chamber Square, surrounded on four sides by the theatre, Arts Centre, library and county hall, topped by a clock tower. We will end the tour in this square, so for now, let's continue to head east. The next chapter starts just beyond the low black gates. If you are not there yet, please pause this commentary. Chapter 2, Yellow on Your Map. Chapter 2 leads us from the start of Zip outside the South Dublin County Council staff car park and runs along the Zip to its end opposite St. Maelruin's Church. This is a little shy of 500 metres. At the end of the South Dublin County Council campus, at the rear gate to the car park, we come to the start of the completed phases of the Zip project. This is a generous, hard landscaped pedestrian and cyclist artery linking the new town centre and the old village of Talla. Designed and managed by Sean Harrington Architects, this project, including Zip and the refurbished plazas in Talla Village, has won the Irish Architecture Award in the Public Space category 2009. The route consists of zones for cyclists, pedestrians and a zone for resting. Bespoke lights for street and path were commissioned for this project and trees line the walk. Along this route, the perimeter of the various commercial and office buildings were varied and the buildings themselves set back within car parks. The aim was to urbanise this route by creating a homogeneous edge to replace the hodgepodge of boundary treatments. Sean Harrington Architects' design response to this was the green wall. A steel framework can be seen to the left, with planting already starting to grow, which will eventually form a wall of green, hiding the mishmash of walls and fences, and creating a homogeneous edge to the Zip. To the right is the Toonsgate building, constructed in the early noughties, incorporating apartments above ground and shop units at street level. At the junction of Old Blessington Road and Belgrave Square East, the prow of the building features an office tower with the blue bar at ground level and set back from the prow. The name Toonsgate is related to the mythology of the area. It is named for a mythological character, Toon MacCarroll, who is associated with the legend of Parthalon. In Dahi O'Hogan's book, Myth, Legend and Romance, we are informed that originally he had been son of Starn, brother of Parthalon, who led a group of people into Ireland in the very distant and fictional past. Tuan had lived for a very long time under many different guises, a salmon, a boar, a stag and an eagle, and in this manner he had witnessed all the great events which had occurred between the arrival in Ireland of Parthalon and the coming of Christianity. Tuan relayed all this knowledge to St. Finian, thereby preserving it. The Zip runs parallel with a previously established pedestrian link between the old village and the square shopping centre, which we will later use to get back to the new town centre. As the Zip crosses Belgrave Square East and the Belgrave Road, the walking surface remains level, accessible for all with a gentle ramp for traffic. On crossing the Belgrave Road, we come to ITT Dublin Talla, the Institute of Technology Tala, established in 1992. The proposed site for the terminus of the new Metro West line is adjacent to the grounds of the college. The college has recently added a wind turbine to take advantage of the infamous Tala wind. The zip continues past the main vehicle entrance to the college and terminates at the new student accommodation adjacent to the pedestrian entrance to the college. Tramway Court, completed in 2007, was designed by Cullen Payne Architects and is a stylish combination of shop units, office units, parking and apartments. The apartments are reserved for student occupation, but owned and rented to the students by private investors. The building is mostly grey with a grey stone colonnade at ground floor and some coloured cladding to apartments above. We come to the end of the completed phase of the zip. There are future plans to continue the zip through the pedestrian entrance to the college and over to the Green Hills Road, along the boundary between the college and the Priory, and also to continue it down to the old village centre, where the refurbished village plaza is sited. The next chapter starts, to the right, at the entrance to St. Maelroon's Churchyard, opposite Tramway Court. If you have not reached it yet, please pause this guide until you get there. Chapter 3, Gold on Your Map. Chapter 3 starts with a tour of St. Maelroon's church grounds and finishes at the gate of St. Mary's Priory on Main Street. This is approximately 300 metres excluding tour of churchyard. At the end of the zip, you will see a church within a graveyard to the right-hand side. This is St. Maelroon's Church, the Church of Ireland church serving Tala and some surrounding areas. Please note that the interior of the church can only be viewed by arranging access with the church minister. St. Maelroon's Church, graveyard and tower are built on the site of the monastery founded by St. Maelroon in the 8th century. It is worth noting that the road you walked along takes the curve of the bank and foss, which surrounded the ancient monastery. The monastery was a centre of learning and piety and was particularly associated with the Cayley Day spiritual reform movement. It was such an important institution that it and the monastery at Finglas were known as the Two Eyes of Ireland. St. Angus, an Ulsterman, was one of the most illustrious of the Cayley Day and devoted himself to the religious life. Wherever he went, he was accompanied by a band of followers who distracted him from his devotions. He secretly travelled to the monastery at Tala, where he is not known, and enrolled as a lay brother. He remained unknown for many years until his identity was discovered by Maelroon. They later wrote the Martyrology of Tala together, and St. Angus also wrote a calendar of saints known as the Failure of Angus. An annual pattern or festival in honour of St. Maelroon was held here from the time of the saint's death in 792 down to 1874, when it had degenerated into an occasion for drinking and brawling, and was discontinued through the influence of the clergy. At that time, the pattern was devoid of any religious tradition, and the people were under the impression that Mulrooney was a female saint. Within the churchyard is St. Maelroon's cross, a small ancient cross set in a pedestal which is firmly fixed in a circular granite base resembling a millstone. The cross and base were formerly known as Mulrooney's Loaf and Griddle. Entering the churchyard, immediately to the right is the old stables where the minister's horses were stabled during service. The narrow timber stalls are still intact inside the structure. The church is orientated east-west to your right, with the entrance located straight ahead in the link between the church and the tower. Also within the churchyard to the left, inside the churchyard gate, is St. Maelroon's Losset, a wide and shallow granite stone trough or font. Losset is an old Irish word for a wooden trough used in former times for kneading bread. It is likely that the country people named the font from its similarity in shape to the lossets which they used in their homes. This church was designed by John Semple and Son and constructed between 1823 and 1829. It is believed that it was John Semple Jr., the son, who was responsible for the very distinctive style of architecture. He would have been in his 20s when the church was constructed. The church architecture of John Semple is very distinctive, the best known examples being St. Mary's or the Black Church in Mountjoy Street, Dublin 1, completed 1830, and the Church of Ireland Monkstown Church, completed 1831. There is a strong influence from the Gothic, considered the quintessential church architecture style, but new structural ideas and a very particular taste in stonework result in a more streamlined building, without the typical flying buttresses, which are replaced with square piers along the sides of the building, topped with points reminiscent of miniature spires. There's no spire in this church, as the old tower or belfry was retained as the bell tower and is such to this day. The range of styles and materials show us that construction on this site continued over the centuries and new styles were added to old. The southeast elevation of the oldest structure, which is the square bell tower, thought to be Norman in origin, shows traces of an earlier church, where the scar outlining an A-frame roof remains on the wall. A Gothic-style window at low level hints to alterations to the tower during its lifetime, possibly added when the old church was demolished. Recent thinking is that the tower was built onto the older church rather than predating it. The new church is positioned carefully in the site in relation to the existing belfry. A low-level link spans between the belfry and the church, maintaining its identity as a structure from another age, the link acting as both attachment and separation. The wall of the link possibly replaces a buttress, as there is an equivalent buttress visible at low level on the other side of the tower. Cormac Allen and John Olley compiled research on John Semple's church architecture, its political and social context, and structural theory and techniques developed in Ireland at that time. This research is kept at UCD's Architectural Library. The graveyard is the final resting place of a number of well-known figures from the Anglican Church, but also from Ireland's artistic heritage of the 20th century. One of the most famous would be Evie Hone, born 1894, died 1955, who was considered, along with Mainey Gellett, to be leading the modern movement in art in Ireland in the first half of the 20th century. She was a painter and stained glass artist who studied and worked in London and Paris before returning to Dublin. She is related to the painter Nathaniel Hone. Her most important works are probably the East Window for the Chapel at Eton College, Windsor, 1949 to 1952, and My Four Green Fields, now located in government buildings. Her stained glass studio was located in Marley Park in Rathfarnham. Her headstone, which is based on a penal cross which Evie Hone owned, is in itself a piece of art created by Irish sculptor Oisin Kelly, also buried in this graveyard. Oisin Kelly, born 1915, died 1981, was considered the foremost Irish sculptor of his generation. He worked in bronze, wood, stone and steel. His works included The Fate of the Children of Lur and Chariot of Fire, as well as religious statuary. At the end of the long graveyard, backing onto the Belgrade Road, is Elizabeth Rivers' headstone, resembling a tulip in shape. Elizabeth, born 1903, died 1964, was a wood engraver, figure painter and illustrator. She was born in Hertfordshire, England. She had a long association with Evie Hone's stained glass studio in Dublin. She came to Ireland in 1935, and apart from the war years and a short period in 1955, she spent the rest of her life living and working in this country, finding inspiration among the mountains and villages of Connemara. Press pause now if you are not ready to leave the churchyard. Press play again on exiting the church grounds. Leaving the churchyard on our right, we pass a pair of semi-detached 19th century cottages with a central dormer window. The one nearest the gate is the church sexton's house, and the other was the old girls' school. Decorative plaster details over the doors are used as a device to distract the viewer from the fact that the eaves is very high in comparison with the modest front doors. Here is a description of the cottages from the National Inventory of Architectural Heritage. Pair of semi-detached single-story with attic houses, circa 1825. Rough cast walls with coins. Two segmental headed door openings with drip moulding above each. Square-headed window openings with stone sills and timber sash windows. Two small sash windows in gables of attic story, some sash windows remaining to rear. Pitched slate roof with central attic dormer window. Perforated crested terracotta ridge tiles and four brick chimney stacks. Projecting timber bracketed eaves. Shared extension to rear. Large flat roofed extension to rear of right hand house. Next on the right you will pass Fannigan's funeral home. This was Talla's Garda barracks until replaced by the new building at Belgard Walk. As we walk down to the centre of the old village with St Mary's Priory on the left, we pass the junction of High Street and one of the original buildings in the village, now occupied by a Chinese takeaway. Opposite this, next to the Talla Centre for the Unemployed, is a low section of wall. Over this wall, at the base of the higher wall, can be seen a vaulted opening. This vaulted section was a portion of a watercourse which formerly flowed into the grounds of the Archbishop's Palace. The Archbishop's Palace stood within what is now the grounds of St Mary's Priory. Further down at the main junction between Old Bourne Road and Main Street is the newly refurbished village plaza with another original building facing it, now accommodating the Nationwide Building Society. Heading down towards the village plaza, take a left around the Dragon Inn pub and head east along Main Street. St Mary's Priory remains to the left and terraced houses dating back to the early 20th century line the right-hand side of the street. At the beginning of the terrace there are some less altered houses which are more in keeping with the original house design. Opposite this terrace, near the top of the wall between the Dragon Inn and the Dominican Priory, a plaque can be seen commemorating the Fenian Rising, which took place in Talla in 1867. The Fenian Movement, founded in the United States in 1858, was a Republican movement dedicated to the use of physical force to secure independence for Ireland. The next chapter starts at the gate into St Mary's Priory on the left-hand side as you head east on Main Street. Press pause until you get there. Chapter 4, Orange on Your Map. Chapter 4 starts as we enter the Priory grounds and ends as we exit grounds onto the old Greenhills Road. This is between 300 and 700 metres, depending on the depth of your visit. Enter St Mary's Priory. Rest for a moment to hear some historical background to the site. The lands of St Mary's Priory are something of an architectural palimpsest. A castle was built in the site by the Anglo-Normans in 1324 to defend their town from the Irish tribes in the adjacent mountain territory. The castle gradually became dilapidated and was demolished in 1729. Much of the land in the Talla area was under the control of the Archbishop of Dublin and through leasing provided income for the church. In place of the castle, a palace was built as a country residence by Archbishop Hoadley, Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin. This building lasted for almost 100 years. It was in turn demolished to make way for a mansion, Talla House, built in 1820 by Major Palmer, Inspector General of Prisons in Ireland. He sold the mansion and lands to Mr. Lentaine, who succeeded him in his position as Inspector of Prisons. In the centre of the lawn in front of St Mary's Church is a stone-lined depression in the ground. This is the site of the Archbishop's Bathhouse, built by Archbishop Fowler in 1778 on the line of the artificial watercourse. Facing the lawn is the Dominican Church. The oldest section at the back was built in 1882 in the Gothic style and is known as the Father Burke Memorial Church. Father Burke was a famous 19th century Dominican preacher. The most recent addition is an award-winning extension to the church, constructed in 1969, designed by Edward W. Brady, architect. This beautifully simple facade makes use of modern materials and methods, but harks back to the Gothic church by using the Gothic arch shape in concrete. The extension was built in response to growing parish population and necessary reordering of the church following Vatican II. The Gothic main door of the older church is flanked by two carved monks' heads. The one on the right is a representation of Father Burke. In 1855, the Dominicans, whose history in Ireland goes back to the mid-13th century, founded the Priory of St. Mary on the site of the medieval castle of Tala. The Dominican order, returning from Lisbon, purchased the lands and buildings from Mr. Lentaine in 1855. They lived in Tala House and the Tower House, saying Mass in a converted farm building attached to the Tower House. In 1864, they opened the present Priory building, adding extensions in 1901 and 1957. The oldest part of St. Mary's Priory was built in 1864. In the centre of the lawn to the left is a statue of St. Dominic with a dog at his feet. To the north of the Priory building is a huge old walnut tree known as St. Maelrune's tree. Until about 1797, the main trunk was stood 5 feet high, where it divided into two large boughs, but at that time it split down the middle, and the branches have since rested on the ground. Unfortunately, this tree is in a private area and cannot be viewed by the public without requesting permission from the priory. You are free to explore the public areas of the priory, but we will follow a specific route here. The iWalk map will help you to follow this route. If we move east along the front of the 1969 church facade, from left to right and continue around to the left, we reach the Theological Library. The library building, built in 1957, is an unusual combination of 20th century design with references back to the older buildings in the Priory campus. Continue past this building and take a left, heading north past the end of the library. The retreat house is now facing you. Walk to the left of the retreat house, built in the 1960s, around the existing Tala House, and you will be looking at the west facade. You can see the remaining facade of the 19th century Tala House. Some internal features of the house are also retained within the 1960s structure. An older piece of architectural history is the remaining section of the 1324 Tala Castle, which has been maintained, and the priory buildings built around it. This can be viewed from the same location as the west facade of the retreat house. Facing north, though in stark contrast to the new structures either side of it, it is now part of the fabric of the building. The castellated parapet and narrow slot windows hark back to Norman fortification design. The next chapter starts at the east exit from the priory grounds. Head back past the retreat house, but keep the car park to your right, and you will see a gate onto the old Greenhills Road. Again, this is clear on the map. Pause guide until you reach the gate. Chapter 5, red on your map. Chapter 5 starts at the exit from the Priory opposite St. Basil's Training Centre and ends at the newly reconstructed plaza at the junction of Main Street and Old Bourne Road. This is between 500 and 800 metres, with a walk down to the new pedestrian bridge as an option. As we leave the Priory lands by the Eastern Gate, we come onto the old Greenhills Road where we see St. Basil's Training Centre, which was the original school building for St. Mary's National School, opened in 1930. The new St. Mary's National School can be seen further north along the Greenhills Road. As we turn onto the new Greenhills Road, heading down towards the main street, new residential developments of apartments are visible on both sides. Higher density urban living environment continues down to the N81 and features a new pedestrian bridge over to St. Dominic's on the other side of the N81. Priors Gate and New Bancroft Hall mixed-use developments which form a gateway from the main street down to the N81. As the road slopes downwards, the path gently slopes up onto the bridge. The bridge itself, when viewed from the N81, heralds the beginning of Tala town proper to those arriving from the city or M50 direction. The next chapter starts at the newly redeveloped plazas in the centre of the old village. Pause until you see the stone totem pole. Chapter 6, pink on your map. Chapter 6 starts at the newly refurbished plaza and ends at the junction of High Street with an optional stroll down to the smaller plaza. This is between 80 and 250 metres depending on your interest. Walking westwards, we return to the new village plaza. The plaza was refurbished as part of the contract to construct the ZIP project. The original design was prepared by South Dublin County Council's Architects Department and then redeveloped and managed on-site by Sean Harrington Architects. The original plaza was impossible to navigate for wheelchairs and very difficult for parents with buggies or prams. The challenge was to provide an accessible and attractive solution on a steeply sloping site. The resulting plaza has now a more generous, usable, hard, landscaped, level plaza insulated from the junction by a large, new planted area at higher level, designed and planted in a fresh, modern way. Again, the light fittings and benches of the ZIP are repeated to show a consistency to the language of street furniture in the village. The sculpture by Dick Joint was retained and protected during construction. Near here stood the village cross, which funerals used to move around on their way to St. Maelroon's graveyard. The new granite paving continues down to the junction at the AIB and permanent TSB banks, and to a smaller plaza at the Enterprise Centre, also refurbished and opened up to the street, and featuring the green wall to mask surface parking at the adjacent business park. Now we head back up the old Blessington Road to take a left onto High Street. Pause until you reach the junction of High Street, corner of St. John's House. Chapter 7, Light Purple on Your Map. Chapter 7 starts at the junction of the old Blessington Road and the High Street and ends just before the Aberley Court Hotel. This is approximately 200 metres. At the junction with High Street, we have the Chinese Takeaway, previously Kennedy's Hardware, which is one of the original structures in the village, and facing it, we have St. John's House, a large mixed-use development built in the mid-90s. On the left-hand side, we have commercial units in a more domestic scale. The paving, lighting and street furniture was upgraded in recent years in the interests of accessibility. This leads on to the Aberley Court Hotel and the new mixed-use development, Aberley Square. Aberley Square was developed on the site of low-quality commercial units and replaces them with new shop units at ground floor level and modern apartments above. It has much improved this edge of the Belgard Road. Pause guide until you reach the Aberley Court Hotel. Chapter 8, Dark Purple on Your Map. Chapter 8 starts at the Aberley Court development and ends at the east entrance to the Square Shopping Centre. This is approximately 300 metres. Here the dedicated route from the village to the new town of Tala becomes pedestrianised with a pedestrian zone between the Aberley Court Hotel and the Aberley Square development, completed in 2008. Crossing Belgard Road via zebra crossing, pedestrians get priority. The Tala Plaza Hotel building can be seen to the south, facing onto the N81. And the new Garda station is to the left and McDonald's to the right as we pass under the covered walkway, which takes us to a Pelican crossing over to the Square Shopping Centre. The Square Shopping Centre was the first of the large suburban shopping complexes built in Dublin. It opened its doors to the public in 1990 and started a shift of commercial and public life west from the old village, which would eventually lead to the new town centre of Tala today. Chapter 9, Blue on Your Map. Chapter 9 starts at the east, level 1, entrance to the Square Shopping Centre, and ends at the Belgrade Square development. There are two alternate routes, one through the shopping centre and an alternative around the car park to the left when the shopping centre is closed. This is around 550 metres through the centre or almost 600 metres by the car park. A stroll around the Belgrade Square development is not measured. We will take the route straight through the shopping centre, entering through the newly revamped entrance lobby and through to the travelator up to the main floor where you can see the newly installed sail-like blinds in the famous glass pyramid overhead. The management of the square are currently refurbishing the interior of the whole centre. Heading straight across the centre's core and up the escalator, we head to the right and through the cinema area to exit through the west exit to the centre. Pause guide until you exit the west, level 3, exit from the shopping centre. Walking straight across the car park heading west, we see the Belgrade Square development, designed by Henry J. Lyons Architects and built on the site of Virginia House, the site of an early farmhouse. It features a tower with a cranked curtain wall facing east. The abundance of glass to the apartments in the complex is contrasted with the combination of yellow brick and stone cladding. At ground floor level, there are commercial units with a number of good restaurants. This was the first of the recent large mixed-use developments in the area to be completed. Chapter 10, Light Blue on Your Map. Chapter 10 starts at the new Belgrade Square development and ends at the new Tala Stadium. This is approximately 300 metres, excluding walking into the stadium. Heading to the left and towards the south, we will cross the N81 to see the new Tala Stadium, home to the Shamrock Rovers and the Arena development, which is a huge mixed-use complex incorporating the Maldron Hotel, apartments, shops, banks and also the new Tala Woodies. Pause until you've crossed over the south side of the N81 dual carriageway. The new Tala Stadium was completed in 2009. After years of funding problems for the club, South Dublin County Council took on the project and funded the first phase of the stadium. A stand to the west side of the pitch and ancillary accommodation have been provided so far, and a stand to the east side of the pitch will be completed in August 2009. The stadium has been open since late spring 2009 and has already hosted Real Madrid in a friendly match with Shamrock Rovers. Chapter 11, Turquoise on Your Map. Chapter 11 starts at the stadium, Maldron Hotel, and ends at Tala Hospital. This chapter is 650 metres. The Maldron Hotel features an unusual high arch to the corner of the building. The arena apartments enjoy continuous glass-fronted balconies and beautiful mountain views beyond. Making our way back across the N81 and past West End Gate Apartments to the left, with the terracotta screen to the balconies facing east, we are walking up Cookstown Way towards the hospital. To the right, we face the west facades of Belgrade Square development, and then on the left, we come to the Respond building site. Respond are a housing association and are building social housing and community social and medical facilities on this narrow site, due to be finished in early 2011. With the Lewis line to the right-hand side, we approach the junction with Tala Hospital to the right after the Tala Cross development. Pause guide until you reach junction at Tala Hospital. Chapter 12, Aqua Green on Your Map. Chapter 12 starts at Tala Hospital Junction and ends at Library Square. This is approximately 300 metres excluding a stroll through the hospital grounds. The Tala Hospital design was the winning design in an international competition won by Dublin Practice, Robinson, Keefe and Devan in 1990. It accommodates 3,000 staff and a wide range of medical facilities and services. We will take a sharp right, walking between the Lewis Line and the Tallaght West development. Taking a left at the Glass Tower, we walk through Tallaght West, including a small plaza with Tallaght Hotel opening onto it. The hotel includes a glass-clad two-story section which splays at an angle and engages with the plaza. Then crossing the road to pass from one pedestrian zone to another, we enter Tallaght East and are heading towards Library Square. Pause guide until you reach Library Square. Prominent in the square is a modern steel sculpture designed by artist Eileen McDonough and fabricated by the late Bobby Smithers. This sculpture was commissioned by the developers of Tallaght as an innovative way of providing ventilation to the three levels of car park under our feet. The top of the sculpture is open and is connected to the mechanical ventilation system. The quirky shape represents the cross of Tallaght. The stripes of polished stainless steel on the top half of the sculpture provide a fragmented reflection of the buildings around the square. The granite-clad facade of the office building accommodating the library extension makes a bold statement about civic presence in the city. The granite is in stark contrast to the surrounding building materials, flagging this as an important building, and the simplicity of the facade separates it from its mixed-use neighbours. The new office block accommodating the library extension at ground and semi-basement level was constructed as part of the Tallaght development. Input from Jan Gale, urban designers for the developer, and in consultation with South Dublin County Council's Architects Department led to this block, which was originally in the middle of the space separating two wide streets, being moved back to the library and creating the opportunity to accommodate the library expansion and creating this beautifully scaled square-shaped plaza. Chapter 13, Sap Green on Your Map. Chapter 13 starts at Library Square and ends at Chamber Square. This is approximately 100 metres. We are now entering the newly expanded County Library from Library Square. The library was originally constructed in 1994 when South Dublin County Council was formed and located in Tallaght. The existing library was closed in late 2007 and underwent full refurbishment, as well as linking the existing with the new extension before reopening in 2008 in April. The new extension is flooded with light and its high ceiling, combined with glazed walls, provides gradual transition from the external plaza to the internal public space. The upper ground floor at Library Square level is mostly dedicated to IT and internet services. South Dublin Libraries are leading the way in free access for their members to the internet and other IT and software facilities. The new facility provides access to over 100 PCs, including 50 in this area, compared with just 12 in the original library, as well as Wi-Fi access for laptops. The library is open from 9:45 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday to Thursday and 9:45 a.m. till 4:30 Friday and 10 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Saturday. As you move ahead and down the main stairs or by the lift on your left-hand side, you are following an internal street linking Library Square and Chamber Square. The stairs travels within one of the transitional spaces linking the old and the new. This void is topped with a roof light, and to the left-hand side as you descend the stairs, you will see the other link, topped by a glazed roof over the gallery space. Walking straight ahead with the general library to your left and the red block of the librarian's desk to your right, we are approaching the opposite entrance. But just as we reach it, take a look to the right, and you will see the spacious and colourful children's library. Exiting through the sliding doors, we arrive at Chamber Square. This square is bounded by the library, the rear of Rua Red Art Centre to the right-hand side, the Civic Theatre straight ahead, and South Dublin County Council's County Hall to the left-hand side. This is an important public space which has been gradually made more significant by the construction of the Civic Theatre in 1999, the construction of the Art Centre 2008, and the refurbishment and opening up of the library 2008. In 2009, the Farmers Market was re-established, following on from its previous incarnation at Aberley Court at Chamber Square. Every Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, the square is transformed into an outdoor market with fruit and veg, meat, fish, hot food, baked goods, etc., and often accompanied by some live music or other activity. You have now reached the end of this iWalk. Thank you for joining us in our tour of the new Tala Town, and I hope you enjoyed this walk and keep an eye out for future walks in this series.